When Ed Valenti finished 12th in the 2018 municipal election, he figured he'd have to wait until 2022 to give it another shot. Strange how things work out. With Marcus Tignanelli resigning his council seat today, Valenti looks to be on the verge of fulfilling his dream. See. Marcus Tignanelli resigns from council. If history is any indication, city council will look to the next ranking candidate to fill the spot. And that's Valenti, a real estate salesman for Century 21 Blue Sky Region Realty. Obviously it's council's decision, but if I am asked I certainly will accept, Valenti told Beta Day Friday afternoon. Valenti says he was disappointed by his finish last time, but not deterred. I missed by only 200 or so votes, but it was a real learning process because I'd never done that before. I'd planned on putting my name forward again next year and hopefully, I'll be better organized, but it was a great experience and I really enjoyed it. Valenti says he's followed the issues dogging council lately. They have to make some serious decisions. I certainly have my opinions and thoughts on things. I like to think I have some fresh ideas. See. Ed Valenti, councillor at a health unit news conference this morning. Mayor Al McDonald said the vacancy has to be filled under the Municipal Act. I am not too sure what is happening in West Nipissing, but we will replace them. You do not have to go to the next in line, there are a number of options. However, the tradition in North Bay has been always been to go with the next in line. I can only imagine council is not going to change that. I think we should go with the next in line. The process is that we would go to Mr. Valenti, he would have to accept. You just do not tell him he is on, he would have to accept. If he does not, you go next in line. I do not think we have had anyone say no, but he would be next in line, so now that it is official that Marcus is stepping down, I will be giving Mr. Valenti a call, said McDonald. Valenti's roots in the city date back to 1914 when his grandparents emigrated from southern Italy. The family became part of the fabric of this city, notably with Valenti's restaurant and as founding members of the Devady Club. He's been a local realtor for the past 38 years and served as president of the North Bay Real Estate Board in 2014. Valenti is also the current chair of the Dion Quince Heritage Board. In 2018, he ran on a platform of community growth and the rejuvenation of the West Ferris section of the city as well as tourism development. He said he is committed to municipal council transparency. Transparency is a core value of any public entity. Staff, council, and the mayor are accountable to the public, and it is essential that information they communicate is accurate and provided in a timely manner. He called for a review of disclosure policies. He'll have his work cut out for him. North Bay currently holds the title of most secretive municipal government in Canada. See. An embarrassing win. North Bay most secretive municipal government in Canada, says journalists group with files from Chris Dawson.